does have it all. All of our pre-owned vehicles are Hubler Q certified, which include a 128-point vehicle inspection, a free Carfax vehicle history report, and two warranties. A two-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty, and a 30-day, 1,000-mile comprehensive warranty. Visit any of our 13 locations today, or click drivehubler.com. Hubler has it all.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. I'm Bob Lovell, and it's brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. Coming up, we're going to talk some college basketball, some high school basketball, looking at the regionals. We have postseason play coming up for a number of our Indiana schools in the NAI National Tournament. Right now, though, the man who has everything you could possibly want to know about on a very busy Friday night, it's Network Indiana's Brendan King.
Coach, you are the best. Let's get right to it. Regional basketball, boys hoops tomorrow in the state of Indiana across the IHSAA. Here are your matchups, beginning with Class A. In Martinsville, Oldenburg Academy goes against Greenwood Christian. In Washington, Bethesda Christian battles Clay City. Lagodi hosting Christian Academy in Bar Reeve. Of course, Bar Reeve off that 5-overtime game against Orleans to get to this point. And Trinity Lutheran squares off with Evansville Christian, also in Lagodi. In Frankfort, Fort Wayne Canterbury battles North Vermilion. Seton Catholic goes against Liberty Christian in Newcastle. From North Judson, Tri-County squares off with Elkhart Christian, and Marquette Catholic matches up with DeMott Christian at South Bend, Washington. At 2A, Wabash against Westview in Triton. North Judson hosting North Judson against Gary 21st Century. LaPel, Wapahani goes against Tipton. From Frankfort, it's Fort Wayne Blackhawk against Lafayette Central Catholic. In Washington, Sullivan battles Brownstown Central. Switzerland County goes against Forest Park from Seymour. In Martinsville, it's Park Heritage against Northeastern. And Irvington Prep squares off against Park Tudor in Lebanon tomorrow. In 3A, from Triton, Hammond Knoll against Fairfield. John Glenn goes against South Bend St. Joseph at South Bend, Washington. In Logansport, it's West Lafayette against Peru. Delta against Fort Wayne Concordia from LaPel. In Southridge, Southridge at their own place against Evansville Bossy. Batesville battles Scottsburg from Seymour. It's Northview against Danville in Lebanon. And in Greenfield, Garing Catholic matches up with Indianapolis, Washington. Lastly, in 4A, in Michigan City, it's East Chicago Central against Mishawaka. Warsaw matches up with Crown Point in Michigan City. The Battle of Kokomo against Fishers in Newcastle. Fort Wayne North against Fort Wayne Wayne in Logansport. That should be something. Franklin against Center Grove in Southport. It's Jeffersonville against Evansville Harrison in South Ridge. New Palestine matches up with Ben Davis at Southport. And from Greenfield, Avon versus Lawrence North. Let's talk some college basketball. The Indiana State Sycamores with a 75-59 win in the Missouri Valley Tournament in St. Louis over Missouri State today. That's the first of three W's that the Sycamores need to punch their ticket to the NCAA tournament. Josh Schertz knew it would be a battle, third time going against Missouri State this year. He was pleased with the result.
Really, really good basketball team. Talented and tough. They try to keep you off balance, so you get your feet wet, you know, and we did. And we certainly, like I said, we couldn't go in and come in, you know, not ready, because that was going to be a brawl.
Former Pike man Ryan Conwell with 20 points. Castle star Isaiah Swope had 13. Sycamores go against Northern Iowa tomorrow at 3:30 in the semifinals. Evansville lost to Drake a little bit later, 79-58. Evansville, their season likely ends at 16-17, but heck of a job by David Raglin. They won 5 games last year, 16 this year. Bowling Green, a 10-point win over Ball State, 80-70. College basketball tomorrow, Notre Dame goes against Virginia Tech on the road at 2:30. UIndy against William Jewell, 7 o'clock semifinal of the GLVC tournament. And then there is a wealth of good action in the top 25. How about a noon start at Bama, number 16, Alabama against Arkansas. In the Big 12, 4 o'clock, number 14, Kansas is at number 1, Houston. That is a barn burner. 4 o'clock in the SEC, number 14, Tennessee, and number 15, Kentucky. Lastly, at 6:30, number 7 UNC at number 9 Duke. Mark your calendars for a massive college basketball day tomorrow. Speaking of college hoops in the state, you have to wait until Sunday to see Purdue and IU. Purdue against Wisconsin on Sunday, IU against Michigan State. Hoosiers on that 3-game win streak.
Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between. Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. We are so glad you're with us. That time of year, it is March, best month of the year. My grandson's birthday, my birthday, this basketball thing we have going on, NAIA National Tournament going on. We have a great, great contingency of teams coming from Indiana. One of them, Marion University. They're going to be playing the Florida College at the Cumberlands down in Kentucky. With me, Marion's head coach, Scott Heddy. And, Coach, congratulations on getting in the tournament. Happy for you and your guys on this great honor.
Well, thanks, Coach. You know, I was telling our guys, you know, we had the pairings last night. And before the pairing show, we were just talking. I said, you know, let's don't take this for granted. You know, I want you to take this all in, enjoy it. And, you know, we've had some guys that have been involved in, you know, in the national tournament now for, you know, three, mm-hmm. 4 years. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's hard to do it. You know, it's hard to get there, especially playing the Crossroads League. And
So,
you know, we talked about that. And I said, you know, just let's don't take it for granted. And, but then, you know, once we know where we're going and, you know, then we're going to get ready to go. We have a whole week to practice and prepare. And so, but yeah, we're really happy to be where we are.
Well, you should be. I mean, you've got a team that is an undersized group, to say the least, but they have tremendous competitiveness about them. Yeah. They're pretty talented. They'll defend you, and you can shoot the basketball. The NAIA tournament is one of those great things where you're going to see different teams from all over the country in different styles. It's still the same. The game's the same, but you talk about a lifetime memory. I was fortunate to take four of my teams, two at IUPUI and two at Franklin, and I will tell you, I got off the phone with one of my guys today wanting me to go with him to a regional tomorrow, and it was about, and he spent a couple minutes talking about, hey, you know, I love this time of year because it reminds me of all those games that we played. And you know, I'm 73, for heaven's sakes, and I still love those times.
yeah, you great memories. And you know, and that's what we talked about yesterday. And you know, we've been fortunate. This is our seventh straight trip, so you know, and it's and every year's different. You know, every team's different. This group, I mean, gosh, we started the season, and you know, we had lost five players, you know, in the last year, our five top six, I think 50 plus points and 20 plus rebounds, a lot of leadership and experience. And, you know, so we had a lot of, you know, new faces and guys in new roles. And, you know, so we had, you know, just we had a lot of work to do. And then, you know, we hit January and a bunch of injuries happened. We're 4-6 in the league. And we're practicing with six or seven guys, you know, and I'm thinking, wait a minute, where's this going to go? You know, somehow we got a couple key wins and got healthy and got on a roll and won 9 of our last 10. So I give our guys, they toughed it out, and I give them a lot of credit, man. They really proud of them.
I'd give a lot of credit to Gus Etchison. You talk about he's fearless. Yeah. You know what? He's just fun to watch. He's fearless. And he's never met a shot he didn't like.
Well, you know,
but the thing about him is he can knock him down.
You know, it's been a process. All right, you know that. And Gus is an unbelievable competitor, extremely confident. Never met a shot that he didn't like. And, you know, so we've had to kind of meet halfway, but it's been good. And he's made a lot of progress. And obviously, you know, he's averaging, I think, 25 points a game for us.
Right.
He and Brody Whitaker is right around 20. So we're getting about 44, 45 points out of those two guys. And but Gus has improved in other areas, not just, you know, he's improved defensively, you know, just decision-making and his leadership and different things. So he's come a long way. But you're right, he's a fun guy to watch, you know, most of the time.
Well, and, you know, his teammates feed off of him, and I think they feed off of his competitiveness and his willingness to do what he has to do to win games. And they also, it doesn't hurt either that if you're open, he's going to get you the basketball, and he can, listen, you got to guard him when he walks in the building.
No, there's no question. I mean, if you don't, he'll go for 40.
And
you're right. He's just extremely competitive, and I think it spreads throughout the team, and we do have a competitive group. And so, we defend and try to take care of the basketball, and we share the ball. I mean, Gus will get him up,
but he
also shares the ball as well. And we've had a couple other guys, Max Gizzi and Josh Bryan, who they've really come along, and they're now double-figure scorers, and it really helped us find a couple of other guys that can score. So,
hey, Coach.
It's been good.
Hey, Scott, I need you to hang on through this scoreboard update, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, we'll come back.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Earlier in the week, the big news around the state and the city of Indianapolis, Michael Pittman Jr. handed the franchise tag from the Indianapolis Colts, which guarantees him a contract for 2024-25. They continue to work on a long-term deal, according to multiple reports. Shane Steichen talked about what Pittman brings most in the leadership qualities.
His leadership abilities showed on the field by the way he played, how tough he is, the competitor. Like I said, I can't say enough about the competitor that he is. But I think when guys are ultimate competitors, you can lead by example. And that's what he did every single Sunday.
It's also an opportunity to potentially pair him with Anthony Richardson as he works back from that AC joint sprain surgery. Chris Ballard on the NFL Network from Combine Weekend talking about Richardson's improvement health-wise.
It's good. Now he's throwing again. I lived through one quarterback that, you know, had some issues with the shoulder. So we're being pretty prudent with the process. Well, but he's in good shape.
And that one quarterback that had issues with his shoulder, that was Andrew Luck. Let's talk college basketball. Indiana State, after their 75-59 victory today in the Missouri Valley Tournament, they are gifted Northern Iowa tomorrow, a hungry Northern Iowa team, 3:30 in the semifinal of the Missouri Valley Tournament. On the other side of the bracket, Drake, they beat Evansville today 79-58. It could be those top two seeds, Drake and Indiana State, but after all, guess what month it is? Bowling Green also, the 80-70 win over Ball State. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk, brought to you by Indiana Donor Network. NAIA National Tournament coming up next week. Indiana schools, we have a bunch. One of them, Marion University from Indianapolis, heading over. They'll play Florida College down at the Cumberlands. That's in Williamsburg, Kentucky. Scott Hetty rejoins me. Coach, again, congratulations. The league, the Crossroads League, sends Grace, Bethel, Huntington, Indiana Wesleyan, and you. Kind of a typical year for you guys to get that many, it seems like.
You know, it is, and it's kind of been that group at least the last two or three years. You know, the top of the Crossroads League is just, well, really the entire league, but especially the top of the league is just really, really good. You know, well-coached, really good players, a lot of Indiana kids, obviously, so they know how to play. And it's a battle every night. And I feel like, you know, it prepares you. You know, I mean, you're going to be battle tested, obviously, when you go into the national tournament. Obviously, you know, no matter who you play is going to be good. But I think you know, you're going to be definitely battle tested coming out of the Crossroads League. There's no question. It's the number one rated, you know, conference in the country most years, and this was no different.
How about your former assistant, Coach McClung, at St. Mary of the Woods getting in? How fantastic is that story?
Yeah. They've, you know, that's a pretty fairly new program. And, you know, I haven't followed them that, you know, that close. But I know they've got on a roll. And,
right.
Won the conference or close to winning the conference. So, so they're one of those. Like you said, there's a lot of Indiana teams in it. Probably 6 or 8 teams.
Yeah.
And so they've had a heck of a year.
All right, when do you play Florida College?
It's going to be Friday night at 8 o'clock. Yeah, and then winners play Saturday at 6. And then, you know, those 16 sites, there'll be a winner at each site that'll be in Kansas City then the following, I think, it's Thursday. So, it's here. It's definitely here, and we're ready to go.
Who's down there with you? And who are the teams besides, you know, Cumberland, you and Florida College?
Cumberland's, they've been a top 10 team all year.
Sure.
And Philander Smith, I think they're out of, I think, Arkansas. They're a 15 seed. So they play in the other game. And so if we're fortunate to win, we would play the winner of that one. So we're looking forward to it. Like I said, I'm glad we have an entire, we've had, you know, 2 or 3 days here to, since the conference tournament, to just, you know, there's no scouting reports. There's no, you know, nothing. It's just work on, you know, what we need to work on, you know, and really kind of concentrate on us for about 4 or 5 days. And that's been really good. And we got another day or two of that, and then we'll get into the scout next week.
Scott Heddy's the head coach at Marion University. They are headed to the NAI National Tournament again, taking on Florida College down at the Cumberlands in Kentucky. Coach, congratulations again. Good luck. I'll try to track you down next weekend, okay?
That'd be great. No problem. That'd be great. I'd enjoy talking with you. Thanks for having me on. Thanks.
You're welcome. Thanks, Scott. Basketball. College basketball. Now let's talk some high school basketball. Regional Saturday tomorrow around the state. We got great, great matchups literally all over the state. One that I want to talk about up in the northern part of the state. With me, the head coach at Crown Point, Clint Swan, at the Michigan City Regional. They are taking on Warsaw tomorrow night, 7 o'clock. Coach, thanks for staying up late and chatting it up with me tonight.
It's good to be with you, Coach. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. This is all championship basketball. We're talking championships now. this is the fun time. You know, NAI, we're talking NAI. You know, I like that. I had a little bit of success at that level. And high school, I've remarked more than once, I know you don't believe it, but I'm 73, and I remember like it was yesterday, of going to the Indianapolis Hinkle Regional as a senior at Plainfield High School and playing in the regional. We were able to go there when I was a sophomore. In my senior year, we were able to go there too, and we happened to be in the regional with Indianapolis Washington and Shortridge and Warren Central. But I remember it literally like it was yesterday. So I understand what all you guys are going through and the excitement and the anticipation of the big matchup tomorrow.
Don't we all have those stories, right? I mean,
oh my God, yeah, we do.
It's the best part of this tournament. I mean, I remember being a kid and going to the Seymour Sectional and watching Brownstown play, and then of course when I was in high school and, you know, playing for Rensselaer and getting to play in the semi-state. It's just, it's one of those things that it gets in your blood, and it's like Christmas this time of year for guys like us every year.
Yeah, but guys like us have to try, especially guys like you, have to try to keep this as normal as you can as you get ready for the biggest game of the entire season. It's certainly easier said than done to try to maintain that routine that the kids are used to, but that's one of the keys about being successful in this situation.
It's a great point because we can try to maintain that sense of normalcy as much as we can, but it's not normal. You know, it's it has the attention of everybody in the school and everybody in the town. And, you know, I don't think our kids have eaten at home all week. Everybody's wanting to feed them, and, you know, everybody's coming out
right.
wanting to support our guys
right.
and making them feel great. And then it's like, okay, guys, it's just another time of the year. Well, no, it's not. You know, you're getting ready to play for a regional championship, and it's exciting, and I'm tickled that our kids get to experience it.
Well, you get to experience it by playing a really, really good basketball team. So tell me about the scout on Warsaw. I know they've, like you, have had a tremendous year. What concerns you about the matchup?
Well, that's the bad part. We just went through all the good things about this time of year. The bad part is you're gonna run into some good teams no matter what part
yeah.
of the state you're in this time of year. And Warsaw is no exception. They are a terrific team. They go eight deep. They have tremendous scoring from all over the court, and they don't just rely on one or two guys for their scoring. They can get it from just about anywhere. And you know, probably the biggest key to all that, when you have that kind of scoring, is they have a point guard who quarterbacks that team, and you know, Group does a great job of getting the ball where it needs to go, and understands his role. And you know, when he needs to score, he scores. But when he needs to get the ball to you know, Bricker or Martin or Jaeger mm-hmm. or any of those guys or Finlinson, he gets it to them. They're able to put it in. So it's going to be a tall task for us. And like I said, we're playing a really good team, and hopefully we're ready to play.
I think the cool thing, though, is that both of you play great schedules to get where you are. And the term battle-tested is appropriate for both of you, which makes this such a compelling matchup.
You know, we the Doolin Conference used to be a double round robin. We would have to play every team home and away. And then when they finally did away with that, we were going through a pretty rich cycle in terms of talent. So we really ramped up the schedule, and you know, this was 8 years ago, and we have maintained that ever since. And now, while it's not the same schedule as teams in the MIC or teams in the Hoosier Crossroads, it's still a very tough conference. We still play some really good teams, and it's just for this time of year. It's just to get us ready for this time of year. And you know, we've gone through a little bit of a tournament drought here because Valpo and Chesterton have kind of stolen everybody's candy for the last 8 years, plus mm-hmm. you know, 6 or 7 years. But it's been good to finally, you know, get over the hump. And I think our schedule that we have played, you know, teams like, you know, we've played Carmel and Noblesville and
right,
you know, all the way up and down the line on top of our conference schedule. It's just it's a bunch of great teams that's gotten us ready for this year.
Hey, can you hang on through this scoreboard update, and we'll talk a little bit more? Is that okay?
Yeah, let's do it.
Perfect. Clint Swan from Crown Point and I will come back. They're taking on Warsaw tomorrow in regional action. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. We're talking about the Missouri Valley Tournament with Indiana State beating Missouri State 75-59, third time this season that those two teams have gone at it. And Indiana State played well, 20 points from Ryan Conwell, Robbie Avila with 14, Isaiah Swope added 13 points, and another strong defensive showing for Julian Larry. He talked after the game.
Nah, it was a tough win. You know, we know how good Missouri State is, how physical they are, and how talented they are. So we knew we had to come with nothing else but our A, because that's what they was coming with.
Indiana State gets Northern Iowa tomorrow in the semifinal at 3:30. As for Purdue and Indiana, you got to wait till Sunday to see them again in their regular season conclusion. Purdue goes against Wisconsin, IU against Michigan State. Although, even though IU has won three straight games looking for a late season resurgence, that's not really the topic around Bloomington. It's that Mike Woodson will return as the Hoosiers head coach next year. That was per multiple reports, and Woodson wasn't having it at his last press conference.
But through the struggles this season, have you felt the support of the administration throughout?
I'm not discussing you guys my job. I shouldn't have to do that. I feel good in my skin in terms of my job.
Woodson has still led IU on that three-game win streak. For the Pacers, they lost last night to the Timberwolves. They'll pack it up, head down to the Sunshine State to take on the Magic. Rick Carlisle.
Got to learn from it. Nothing's given. Everything's got to be earned. Hard lesson.
That was after a win in Dallas for the Pacers, dropping that game against the Timberwolves last night. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Indiana Sports Talk. Clint Swan rejoins me from Crown Point. Big matchup tomorrow in regional action. Clint, we talked about this before. You know, it's a big battle. Warsaw and you, very similar in what you do. So what are the keys you've been telling your kids that they have to do to be successful tomorrow?
With a team like Warsaw, who's just so skilled and so talented, that's, you know, one side of the coin. The other side is they're just so well coached. And when you go up against a team like mm-hmm. that, the margin for error is so slim. And, you know, you just can't have those throwaway possessions. We've got to take a shot at, you know, you got to take a shot at the basket every time we get the ball. We've got to limit their opportunities every time they shoot it. We can't let them get second and third shots. So we've just been talking a lot about, you know, maximizing our opportunities, keeping them off the offensive glass. And, you know, when they get the rebound, they really push and try to get some easy looks in transition and, you know, trying to, you know, accentuate how important it is to keep it a 5-on-5 game when they have the ball. You know, I think everybody likes to talk about how Warsaw is so patient sure. and they have such long possessions, but they just kill you in transition with their transition 3-point shooting. So we've been working all week on, you know, not just getting back, but getting back and getting matched and tagging shooters and making sure we can, you know, we can give ourselves a chance.
Sounds like a great, great matchup. It will be a great matchup. It's a battle between some really good 4A teams. Crown Point, Warsaw, two storied programs, two great coaches. Clint Swan, thanks. I know you're busy getting prepared, but thanks, and good luck tomorrow night.
Hey, thanks for having me, and enjoy the weekend. Should be some great basketball.
I agree with you. Thanks a lot, Clint. We stay on the regional trail. We go to Greenfield Central. Greenfield Central should have some tremendous matchups coming up. This is a 2A regional. Park Heritage will play Northeastern, and that's going to be a whole lot of fun. Rich Shelsky joins me. Coach, thanks so much for the call, and congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Bob, and actually not to correct you, but we're actually at Martinsville tomorrow.
Martinsville.
We've always gone to Greenfield
right,
Central. This is
right.
the first year we've been moved. So
at
Martinsville tomorrow.
So, all right. So it's okay. I'm glad. Number one, we're glad you're playing. Right.
Oh yeah, thrilled to death.
And number two, congratulations. Tell me, we've talked about this team, but this team has just gotten better and better. You're still a young team. You're a talented team, but tell me about the growth of this group.
Yeah, I mean, we've had it throughout the course of the year, and we've actually had it dating back all the way through last season. And, you know, our guys just, you know, they continue to buy in on the defensive end, and they've all improved their offensive game so much. That's really what has made us have the season that we've had. I mean, we were kind of more of a – I wouldn't call us a one-man band last year, but we were really reliant on one player to do a lot of things for us last year. We're not so much like that this year, and you know, you got to guard all five guys on the court, and all five of our guys have really done a good job of not only just scoring the ball, but making plays and making plays for others. And, you know, it's been a fun process to watch, and the beauty of it is – and. Obviously, tomorrow is really important, but we only lose two seniors off this team, and one that really plays significant minutes. So, you know, the future, and you know, I've started playing. We've started a freshman all season. I've started
right.
playing another one. Another one's now in our seven-man rotation. You know, the future's really bright for the Wolves.
Well, you know, you look at this group, you kind of felt like – did you feel like they could be in this position when you got started over the summer?
Yeah, we did. I mean, obviously, we had such a – and not that last year necessarily was unexpected. Might have been unexpected to get all the way to where we got to. But our sectional, we knew last year, was very winnable. We went into the summer this year. You know, the big thing with us this year, we were, we were not thought of as being a team that you had to kind of look out for last year. This year, we knew going in. So right when we got together in the summer, you know, that was kind of our MOs. You know, we're now the team everybody's looking at. We're the team everybody's going to want to play and kind of rate their game against, and especially in our sectional and things like that. So that, to me, was the big thing with this group was how do we handle those types of expectations? How do we, you know, and even, you know, our own community expectations. You know, our people are, I said it at the pep session last Friday night or Saturday night. You know, we're it's not a bad thing, but we're almost getting spoiled. We're winning so much. We're not really, you know, a lot of people aren't really supposed to be doing this. We're not giving it back or anything, but, you know, I mean, it is hard to win. It's really hard to win. And on top of that, to have the expectation to win. And that's, I've been the most pleased about that with this group, that they've, for a young bunch, they've handled that very well, and they've been very composed throughout the entire season. We've had our ups and downs, but not too many downs. And every down we've had, we've really bounced back. And, you know, that to me is the sign of them maturing. And we've got a really smart group of kids. So they're basketball guys first, and they're high IQ guys. And, you know, they're really, really fun to be around.
7 o'clock tomorrow at Martinsville. It's Park Heritage and Northeastern. So you've had a chance to look at Brent Ross's group. He's a tremendous coach. I don't have to tell you that.
But
They are a team. They sound a lot like you do.
They do. And what's unique about this game, this is a rematch of last year's regional game. And we played Northeastern last year. So although I'll say, you know, our team's mainly the same, theirs is not. You know, and that is an absolute direct tribute to Coach Ross and the job he does. You know, I think they're going to put two or three guys on the floor tomorrow that played at least a little bit in our regional game last year. But the majority of their guys did not have a whole lot of experience coming back. And, you know, they lost a kid right before the tournament started. So the job that Coach Ross does there to pump out, you know, winners every year is just phenomenal, in my opinion. I think he does a really, really good job. Their kids are tough, you know, and you said it right. Their kids are a lot like our kids. Their kids are tough. They're competitors. They play the right way. They're unselfish. They share the ball. They defend. You know, everything, you know, that really all of us that are, you know, Indiana basketball fans, you know, that's what you expect. And they're going to be a tremendous challenge for us tomorrow.
Is pace a big factor in this game?
I think so. I think he does such a good job, and their kids do such a good job of changing defenses and kind of confusion. You know, they throw a lot of different presses at you and man and zone pressures. So I definitely think pace is a big thing. You know, even though we've gotten to where we've been pretty solid on the defensive end, all of our guys are by birthright, DNA-wise, offensive basketball guys, and we like to score the ball. So, I think us getting into a rhythm and staying in a rhythm, which, again, that's what they do really well. They try to knock you off rhythm. But I think if we can get in a rhythm, stay in a rhythm, you know, and get out and transition some, you know, I think that's definitely advantageous to us. But that's a lot easier said than done when you're playing against one of Coach Ross's teams. So I'm sure it'll be a knuckle dragger and every possession will count and all that. But, you know, that's how it's supposed to be this time of year.
Well, it'll be a great matchup, that's for sure. Rich Shelsky from Park Heritage.
Hey, real quick, Bob, not to interrupt you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I would be remiss not to say this. I know it's okay to say now. We've kind of known for a week. Northeastern alum that, in my opinion, is one of the best high school basketball officials in the state of Indiana. And not only that, he officiates football, and I think he officiates baseball as well. Kevin Lewis. You know, I want to say for everyone out there to send some thoughts and prayers their way. He was diagnosed with cancer earlier this week.
Oh, my.
Kevin's one of the great guys in Indiana high school basketball, and I know I'm speaking for a lot of coaches around the state,
right,
and probably
right.
even more officials. We're all thinking about Kevin and hope everything goes all right.
Well said, Rich. Very well said. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Bob.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
I'm Brendan King with this Network Indiana scoreboard update here on Indiana Sports Talk. Coming up top of the hour, 11 o'clock, we're going to go over all of the matchups for regional basketball Saturday and boys hoops across the state tomorrow evening. All those games will be discussed right here on IST with Coach Lovell tomorrow night. As for college basketball, again, Indiana State beat Missouri State today in the Missouri Valley Tournament, 75-59. They advance to play Northern Iowa tomorrow at 3:30. Drake defeated Evansville, 79-58. Evansville's season likely done at 16-17, but step up. They only won five games last year. David Ragland doing a terrific job. And Bowling Green topped Ball State by 10, 80-70 tonight. Division III NCAA Tournament, Trine with the win over Washington U, 86-65. That's the third round, by the way. College hoops tomorrow, 2:30, Notre Dame at Virginia Tech in ACC play. Then at 7, the GLVC tournament semifinal. UND matches up with William Jewell. It's also a massive day in the top 25. Noon start for number 16, Alabama. They host Arkansas. 4 o'clock, massive one in the Big 12, number 14, Kansas. They visit number 1, Houston. In the SEC at 4, number 4, Tennessee against number 15, Kentucky. And in the ACC, 6:30, I mean, this has conference championship written all over it, but it's not. Number 7, UNC at number 9, Duke. ECHL hockey tonight. The Indy Fuel with a 4-1 win over the Kalamazoo Wings. And just going final, the Fort Wayne Comets shut out the Wheeling Nailers at the Coliseum in the 2-6-0, 1-0. I'm Brendan King.
Welcome back, everybody. I'm Bob Lovell. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk. Mark Forrester from WMUN joins me. Mark, how are you tonight?
Coach, great. How are you?
You know what? Talking ball. How much better can my life be, for heaven's sakes?
Doesn't get much better than this weekend, does it?
No, it really – well, you know what? All these weekends are really good, to be frank. Where are you tomorrow?
So we will be at LaPel tomorrow. It just so happened that our two Delaware County teams, Wapahani in 2A and Delta in 3A, happened
right.
to play at the same site. So,
got it. Good plan. Thank you, IHSAA, for making it easy for WMUN. I think this is great.
Yes, just like we drew it up, Coach. Just like we drew it up. So,
well, you know what? And you have one of the best games in the state with Wapahani and Tipton. I love this game. I think this is, if not the best, it's one of the top three best games going on.
I think that's a great way to say it, Coach. I'll say back in December, we had a tournament at Muncie Central called the Fieldhouse Classic, and Tipton ended up playing Delta that night and beat them in overtime. And I remember walking away from that game saying, and we looked at the brackets and all the different things,
right.
and we said, you know what,
right.
hey, I think it makes sense that Wapahani and Tipton are going to play in the regional. And here we are. And both of the teams are similar but different. Tipton scores it really well. I mean, they had a game this season, a couple games, I think in the 90s. And then Delta, I think, has seven games in a row where they've allowed 45 points or less, and they're perfect this season when they do that. So, you know, it's going to be very, very interesting to see how all of it plays out. But ultimately, they're led by guard play. Both teams are. I think this is a true 50-50 game, Coach. I really, really feel that way.
Yeah, you know what? This is the old guy in me. I kind of hate to see teams like this have to play each other. You know what? I love the coaches. I love the stories. You kind of hope everybody could win. I understand it's not possible. I recognize that. But this is what we, you know, those of us who do this for a living or just fans, this is one of these great weekends. You get to see this caliber of basketball game in a regional setting.
Yeah, it's tough because both of these teams at one point had been right. Number one in 2A. Tipton was number one in 2A for a very long time until they lost mm-hmm. to LaPel towards the end of the season. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, these two teams have been at the very, very top of their class all season long, and one's going to have a regional championship. One season is going to end tomorrow.
You've seen Wapahani. The story's great. Young guys, you know, started playing together a long time ago, have just looked forward to this. They expected to be in this situation, quite frankly, and here they are. And then on the other side, you have a little bit of that with this Tipton group, and both programs have had tremendous histories. And so there's so many similarities in terms of how they approach the game.
Yeah, I think the names to watch for Wapahani, Isaac Andrews, though I think we talked about it last week, became the all-time leading scorer in county and city history in Muncie. He's at 2,068 points past the great Ron Bonham, 64-year-old record. Isaac's had a heck of a career. He'll be playing college basketball somewhere, just not determined yet. Camden Bell's a sophomore that has really taken a step since he was a freshman. He's played very, very well. So those are the two guards that you look at for Wapahani, and then for Tipton, it's Nolan Swan and Grady Carpenter. Grady Carpenter, all he's done, coach, is have two triple doubles this season and 11 double doubles that flip between rebounds and assists. He truly stuffs the stat sheet, but a really, really just a good point guard. And then Nolan Swan's a flat out shooter. So both of them together are going to be really, really tough.
All right, hang on through this break, and we'll talk about Delta and Concordia Lutheran, okay?
Sounds good, Coach.
Perfect. We're back talking basketball on Indiana Sports Talk. Welcome back. Mark Forrester from WMUN rejoins us. He's working. He's working all day tomorrow, for heaven's sakes. He'll be at the LaPel Regional doing double duty, if you will. He'll have Delta taking on Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran. He'll also have the Wapahani-Tipton matchup. All right, so you mentioned Delta locking people up defensively. Fort Wayne Concordia Lutheran comes in at 14-12. Record-wise, this is a deceiving team, but the way Delta's playing, Mark, right now, it's hard to go against these guys.
Well, they did this exact same thing last year, Coach, en route to a sectional and regional championship and heading to semi-state. Just turned on another gear, and we've been following this team all year long. They did it again last week, played their best basketball. I mean, they were just absolutely spectacular on both ends. And, you know, as a team, they defend so well, but what makes them so difficult is, and last week's a perfect example, three games last week, Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, and they had a different leading score in each one of those games. So that's really tough to account for. They're always good defensively, but offensively, they really spread it around.
Well, it's hard to go against Coach Detweiler. I mean, these guys are really, really good, are they not? I mean, they're more than just defensive. They can play at both ends, clearly a very balanced basketball team, or they wouldn't be in the position they're in.
No question. You know, the length, the athleticism, the shooting ability. They haven't been a great three-point shooting team this year, but they were very efficient last weekend. And that's an area that certainly took a notch up last year. But when they can turn defense into offense, it makes it so difficult. And, you know, the simplicity of saying when you're good this time of the year and you make shots and you're a really good defensive team, those two go hand in hand. Make a shot, being able to set up your defense after a made shot, that's where Delta's really dangerous. And So against Fort Wayne Concordia, same thing is it's really about what Delta does. They did it last year, and they're doing again this year, and we'll see what plays out. I will say this, Coach, Fort Wayne Concordia has played really well here at the end of the season. This is a team mm-hmm. that was at the Delta tournament, the holiday tournament back in the later part of December. So they're familiar with one another, but you just never know with a team like Concordia that is the best basketball at the right time. The cliche that we always talk about, they certainly are living up to that cliche for sure.
And have played a great schedule to this point. Mark Forrester, WMUN in Muncie. Hey, I hope you have a voice tomorrow night when we're talking after these games, okay?
I hope so, too. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a heck of a day, and we'll recap it all tomorrow night, Coach. I appreciate it, as always.
I'll look forward to it, Mark. Thanks so much. Right, have fun tomorrow.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, coming up, top of the hour scoreboard update. Brendan King is going to update you on what's going on college and high school basketball-wise. We got a lot more basketball to talk about. This is Network Indiana's Indiana Sports Talk.